Coming to you again for Manna in the Morning, this is Keith Kaiser with a study in God's Word, John chapter 13, the beginning of the upper room ministry of Christ, verse 2. And supper being ended, the devil having now put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. Now it is true that the enemy was right there in the upper room, trying to sidetrack the plans of the Lord Jesus, trying to cause a slip-up, trying to do anything to discredit and humiliate and destroy the Lord Jesus. He had already put it into the heart of the pretender Judas Iscariot, the thought to betray the Lord Jesus. But verse 3 reminds us that Jesus knew all things. Jesus knowing, it says, that the Father had given all things into his hands. This is a great statement of sovereignty. It means the Lord Jesus was in control. Some people look back to the cross of Calvary and think of it as some kind of terrible accident of history, that it was all a misunderstanding, that if people really knew what Jesus taught and what he was like, that surely they wouldn't have crucified him, reason would have prevailed, and they wouldn't have put him to death so ignominiously. Well, I'm afraid to say, dear listener, that that's just not true. The people that put the Lord Jesus to death were scholars of the Word of God, some of them. Others were very well versed in Roman law. There were very learned people, Jew and Gentile, involved there in the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. Man's problem is not his intellectual ignorance. It's his sin. As the Lord Jesus said, it's a heart problem. John chapter 3, he would tell us that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. That's indeed something to consider and to keep in mind, that we don't just need to be educated more just to learn more facts and data, but we need something to change our evil hearts. We need, in fact, to bring them to the Lord Jesus and to bow in repentance before him, to confess that we are sinners and unworthy, and to ask him to save us based on the precious blood that he shed on the cross of Calvary and based on the power of his resurrection. Now the Lord Jesus knew that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God. There was no thought here of some kind of gradual dawning of messianic awareness on the Lord Jesus. It wasn't that the Lord Jesus didn't know the plan, as it were. He knew exactly where he had come from God. He knew exactly where he was going, back to God. The Lord Jesus knew why he was here. He knew what his mission was. It's so interesting that the Lord Jesus doesn't say that knowing that he had come from God and knowing he was going to the cross. And that might be uppermost in our minds as we think about this story. We might think of the horrors that he was about to suffer, both the humiliation and torture at the hands of men, the physical pain of crucifixion, and even worse than that, the spiritual and emotional pain of being judged for our sins. We might be fixated on that, on the cross. But the Lord Jesus looks beyond the cross, looks to the triumph of returning to his Father, God, in heaven. The language is very striking, by the way. Verse 1 speaks about the Father, and the beginning of verse 3, again, Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, but then it says that he was come from God and went to God. This is a positional statement of his authority, therefore. He had come from the one who's highest in the universe, and he was going back to that highest place. He was going to assume a position of tremendous power and sovereignty over the earth. As Philippians 2 tells us of his great humiliation, how the Lord Jesus voluntarily humbled himself, came down from heaven to become a man, and being found in fashion as a man, he became a bondslave, and he was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. But it goes on to tell us, wherefore God hath highly exalted him, and given him the name which is above every name. The Lord Jesus was indeed going to go back to a very high position.